We're here on KSOM as we continue to wrap up the high school baseball season, and certainly the Underwood Eagles baseball team did a lot this year. Did not repeat as their state as a state champion, but they got all the way to the semifinals before falling to Orange City Unity Christian. It doesn't diminish their season one bit. It was a great season. Third straight state tournament appearance. Andy Van Fossen, head coach for Underwood Baseball, joins me now. And coach, again, it's hard to get to state. It's hard to repeat. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. But like I said, a great season nonetheless. How can you sum up 2025?
Well, first, appreciate you, you know, following us and you know, doing some stories on us and everything. I mean, it's, you've really, you know, I hopefully got our program out there. We're disappointed that we didn't, you know, finish the job. But on the other side, we didn't expect to be there in the first place. I mean, you can always say, well, you know, yeah, you've got, you know, so-and-so coming back and this coming back and that coming back. But when you look at the big picture, you know, when we had four or five freshmen out there at any time, it is one of those where, you know, about three quarters of the way through the season, you're like, okay, well, maybe, you know, when districts come out and you've got a, you know, you can see your path there. You're like, maybe there's a, you know, a way we can get back there. But to have them, you know, make it to the semifinals and even really to have a chance to win. I mean, I know the score was 5-0, but, you know, we hit balls hard. We had really good at bats and they were right at kids and you know, a couple of those fall in, you know, who knows what happens. So I'm extremely proud of them. You know, they represented themselves well, they represented the school well, and again, you know, being able to go back there 3 years in a row is no small accomplishment, and you know, all the credit and all the accolades that the boys got this year, you know, they definitely deserved.
What can you say about your senior class?
They ended up, I looked at the overall record from when they played. Now, there was a couple that played as freshmen. I think one, maybe two played as freshmen, and, you know, they all played as sophomores. But they ended up with 100 wins and 13 losses. I would say 113, but 113 what? But it was 100 wins and 13 losses. So, you know, they set the tone. You know, last year's class was right there with them. And you know, we're fortunate, you know, high school sports is cyclical. We've had two really good classes going through, the last couple of years, you know, that have helped us get to these points and Easton Robertson, Nick Hackett, Lucas Bowes, and Manny Rogers all played a huge role, not only last year, but, to get back to what we were able to accomplish this year. But those four in particular, in every class, you know, and coaches say this all the time, but, you know, sometimes it's kind of a cliche and sometimes it's not, but these four really are going to go on and do a lot bigger and better things. You know, after the game, you know, everybody was kind of down, you know, the seniors were kind of down and stuff, you know, not only because we lost, it was our last game. I'm like, listen, guys, you guys are going to go and do a lot bigger things than high school baseball. You guys are going to go out and make the world a better place. You guys are going to go out and have families and, you know, be good employees, be good sons, be good fathers and stuff. And you can see some of those traits as they have, you know, now with their hard work and, you know, and dedication, not only to, you know, whatever it is that they're doing, but also their team. And I think that speaks volumes, not only the kids, but the families they come from.
You told me at one point, this season that you kind of felt like next year's team could have a potential to be better maybe than this year. 2026 could be better than 2025. And I agree with that basically because you started four freshmen just about all season long. And, you had five freshmen that contributed regularly if you throw in Ryan Fletcher, who started three games. So what is the key for these freshmen as you go forward?
Well, I think they've got to understand, and this is another thing I told them after the game, is like, you guys are really at a crossroads. you know, the seniors are going to put their work in because of, you know, just, you know, the senior side of things. You always want to go out on top. You want to go out as a winner. But, you know, one of the things that I guess worries me just from, you know, not only a competitor side, but a coaching side is contentment. You know, and like you said, you know, we've been very, very fortunate to get there the last 3 years. And that doesn't mean, you know, next year we're guaranteed to get there. There's going to be a lot of good teams in the area. I mean, Clarinda's going to be good. Trainer's going to be good. Tri-Center's going to be good, you know, and Shenandoah's going to be good. So there's a lot of teams around here. They're going to be very, very capable of knocking us off. And what I don't want them to get, you know, used to the idea is, well, this is just an annual thing. You know, it's just kind of like, okay, well, you know, like Dead Week. Well, we know Dead Week's going to be here, so we're going to go ahead and make plans. You know, okay, we know the state tournament is here. We're going to go ahead and make plans to be up there. And, you know, that it's not that simple. It's definitely not that easy. You know, teams, it's not necessarily the best team. It's the team that plays best that day. So these kids have to understand that they're going to have to do a lot of work in the weight room. They're going to have to do a lot of work in open gyms. You know, and it's not just throwing, you know, it's not just throwing and playing catch and stuff. I mean, they've got to lift, you know, they got to take care of themselves. They got to work on quickness. They've got to work on obviously their grades. They got to make sure their grades are up, you know, and, you know, after at that point, if they do those things, they give themselves, you know, a better chance of getting back next year. But, you know, once they start thinking, well, you know, it's just going to be as easy as it was. And when I say as easy as it was, you know, it's definitely not, that's when you're going to have problems. And that's, again, that's kind of the challenge that they have before them is, okay, you got there, now what? You know, do you want to go back or are you content with where you're at?
And what do you think about, you know, just some of these freshman pitchers like Brensel, Ross, you know, they put up some good numbers, Fletcher, I mean, even Gavin Miles threw once this season for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, so what they, do you think that what they do and how they develop on the mound could determine, you know, what your team does next year?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we saw some of that this year. You know, we were fortunate. We had Garrett, you know, who pitched a lot more this year innings wise and pitch wise than he had in the last 2 years. Some of that had to do with the fact that, you know, situations we were in, summer was with the fact that he just, you know, he was able to throw seven innings and stuff. But when you're coming back, and again, I guess kind of compare it last year, you know, we had depth and quality depth at pitcher. We knew who we were going to throw out there. We knew who we could throw out there, you know, whether it's Jack, whether it's Mason, whether it's Gus, you know, Nick, Easton, you know, whoever. We knew that we had guys that we could throw out there and give ourselves a chance. You know, coming in as freshmen, you know, even into open gyms, we really had no idea who was going to be our number two guy. We didn't have any idea who was going to be our number three guy. And, you know, one of the things that we try to do is, as much as we can, put the kids in positions, you know, to have success. So, you know, that's why, you know, Garrett didn't, or, you know, Blake and Hudson and Ryan and Gavin and some of those kids didn't face, you know, the Logans and the Trainers and the Tri-Centers, because they would have been overmatched, you know, at the beginning of the year. So let's find them some games where, you know, they can go out there and compete, you know, kind of against light competition, and then, you know, kind of see where they go. With that year under their belt and experience, again, gets back to, okay, what are you going to do? You know, you've got to be able to throw the ball over 70 miles an hour. Okay, well, how does that work? Well, you get stronger in your lower half. You play catch. You work on your mechanics. You do those things, you know. And if some of those kids can make the jump, you know, from 72 to 78 or, you know, 78 to 80 or 82, okay, now you're talking about, all right, well, we can do something with this. You know, we can put these guys in positions where we don't have to throw Garrett, you know, as many times as we did. And that's one of the things too, that we did in 24, because of our pitching, we were able to schedule not only more games, but against more quality opponents. And nothing against our schedule this year. I mean, You know, MOC Floyd Valley made it sub-state. Harlan made it sub-state. You had Logan that made it two-state. You know, so nothing against them, but, you know, like last year, Harlan was a state team. Remsen St. Mary's was a state team. You know, so we're going to try to get those kids in a little bit more pressured situations next season. And hopefully, you know, when districts come around next year, you know, we'll be able to have kind of a clear, you know, path as far as, okay, here's who we're going to throw, when we're going to throw them, you know, instead of kind of mixing the matches like we had to this year.
What was the most amazing part about Garrett Lutz's season this year?
I don't know. I mean, he, you know, he set the school record for hits or for batting average, and he set the school record for strikeouts. And I think it was how the numbers and everything speak for themselves. I think it was more how he handled it and how he handled himself. Like I've said, you know, every time you and I have talked, you know, it's he's a good player. He's a great player. He's probably the best player to ever come out of Underwood. I shouldn't say probably, he is the best player to come out of Underwood. But you wouldn't know that. You know, he goes out and expects to be the best player on the field, but he doesn't tell you he's the best player on the field. He goes out there and actually shows you. And while he's showing you, he's going to lift up his teammates to say, hey, you know, you're capable of doing this as well. And I think that's the biggest thing, you know, with all of the, I guess, quote, pressure, you know, that they had on him because they see he's coming back and like, oh, you guys are going to go and repeat. Like we said, you know, it's not that easy, but you also have somebody like him who's able or capable of winning a game. You know, he did that several times this year on his own. But just how he handled everything, you know, and people wanting his time, people, you know, asking him, you know, just to, you know, what their thoughts are on different or what his thoughts were on different things and stuff. I think that's the thing that I'm really going to take away is how he handled himself, you know, more than a 17-year-old kid. He handled himself, you know, kind of like a Division I, you know, player that he's going to be. And the number's always going to be there for him. But, you know, that's something I think that's far outweighs the numbers is what he's able to do for his team.
Most impressive number for me, 35 walks. I don't know how many of them were intentional or how many of them were
15
intentional walks. And then
I kept track of my cap.
That's funny. That's a weird place to keep track. But how many of those other walks were like intentional walks, you know?
I'd say probably the rest.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost. Yeah. Just about. And one strikeout. Amazing. That to me is the most amazing stat of it all. So that being said, last question. Next year, everybody will say, well, you got Garrett Lutz, best player in the state, maybe. Best player in Underwood history, you just said. And you got these other freshmen that are going to be sophomores. Everybody's going to be expecting you to win it. You know, and you're going to be picked to be number one, maybe or Pleasantville. I don't know how much they have coming back.
Pleasantville's got literally everybody.
Okay,
they're my pick.
Yeah, so Pleasantville and you right there are going to be expected to be one and two. How do you deal – Or can these, I mean, the kids were more like favorites this year than they were the year before. How do you deal with those expectations with a new team?
I think we have a couple ways that we do it. And before I tell you, you know, it's not like a secret or anything. I think it's kind of in the mindset of how we handle things. You can't tell me that they don't think about it. I mean, there was something on a website called Max Preps this year, and I don't know why I got them, but it would go into my spam email and said, it was like, oh, you know, they'd won 38 games straight. And we're like, really? Wow. You know, that's something. And I think if they start following that, not Max Preps, but they start following the idea of, hey, we've won this and won this, it gets back to that idea of, you know, being content. People are just going to roll over because we're Underwood. Well, no, people are now going to try and knock you off because you're Underwood. And I think, you know, like I said, with what we try to do this year, as we did last year at our first open gyms, we didn't talk about last year. You know, we didn't talk about in 24, we didn't talk about 23 this year. We didn't talk about 24 in this year. You know, when we start in January, we won't talk about 25. And that's on purpose. You know, we obviously are very proud of them, you know, with their accomplishments and stuff, but it's another year. And one of the things, you know, like I kind of finished up here, what we do, fortunately, with the last two state t-shirts we've had, is I have a hashtag, and I got this from Coach Reardon when he was at Iowa Western. He's at Western Kentucky now. And it's like, you know, your hashtag, but then it's team whatever. And I think his is like, you know, for the Western Kentucky now, and Iowa Western, it was for each year that they had a program. So when we made sub-state in 2013, that's kind of when we started, or 2012, one of the two, I think it's 2012. That's when I started. It's like, okay, you guys are over the hump. You guys are team one, because you got us over the hump in places that Underwood had not been. Now, you know, in 2023, we were team 12. 2024 or 25, we were team 13. So next year will be, you know, hashtag team 14. And that's them. That's this group of people, you know, ready to go out and hopefully compete at a high level. And that's what we try to do. We try to, you know, live in the now, live where your feet are, be present, you know, whatever you want to say, knowing full well what they've accomplished in the past. So it's not easy. I mean, you know, you deal with social media and you know, people talking, hey, you guys are going to be good, or hey, you're going to do this. I'm like, well, in January, I don't know how we're going to be. If you ask Coach Bloom, every year I say we're going to be terrible. 2 years ago, I said we'd win 15 games or 16. This year, I said we'd win 12. So I was wrong on both occasions. But, you know, that's what we try to do. Try to keep the focus on, you know, the process, getting them prepared as much as we can each day. And just knowing that baseball is a funny sport and anything can happen. So, you know, you got to give 100% and put yourself in a position to win. And sometimes the ball bounces your way and sometimes it doesn't. We've been fortunate the last 3 years to have a lot of balls bounce our way.
Yeah. Well, you were wrong by double, more than double on wins.
I know. 25. Cost me, yeah. It cost me some beverages in 2 years ago. So, yeah. Oh, I know.
Coach, it's been a pleasure watching your team play, following your team throughout the season, and I can't wait till 2026. Thanks so much for your time.
I appreciate everything you did for us, Chris, and now that I know your number, I'll answer anytime.
Andy Van Fossett, head coach for Underwood Baseball, joining us here on KSOM.